Mark, he's done the job well today, pretty much like he did in that race at Launceston under the lights.
Yeah, no, he's won his last two starts by about 10 lengths, so it's easy.
Well, he's won on all tracks, and that's there aren't many that sort of go through their classes early and do that.
No, without realising that, yeah, he's won, obviously, yeah, Devonport, Launceston, Hobart now, so, yeah, but he's just taking a little bit of time, and thankfully the owners allowed me to be patient with him, and, I mean, his mum had six starts as a two-year-old or something for four wins and ran second to Snippetatic in the Gold Sovereign. Like, you know, we initially thought we were buying ourselves a two-year-old, but he just grew and grew from the time we brought him, and he's had a lot of problems. He's been a very unsound horse, but thankfully we've seemed to have put all that behind us now, so, you know, hopefully onwards and upwards. He always showed us a lot of ability, but he had a lot of problems, and thankfully the owners allowed me to keep putting him away, and I kept telling them, look, he's a very promising horse, be patient, and sometimes it's hard for owners to be patient, and when I'm talking patient, I'm talking years patient, not one preparation. He would spend three months in the paddock, come into work and have a month and go back to the paddock for another 3 months. Like, you know, full credit to his owners, and I've had a bit of luck for these guys, the same guys that raced Carradale, and now they race this bloke, so, you know, full credit to them, and yeah, no, everything's worked out for the best now.
Well, he stepped to the 1400 metres and he did it well in Launceston. He's gone to the 1550 here today, which is equivalent to a mile. It gives the impression that he is a horse that likes to, you know, in his comfort zone, is a pretty handy pace. That's the way he races. He'll get further.
Look, I'm very confident he'll run 2100. Everyone rang me up last week at Mowbray going, oh, do you reckon he'll run the 14? I said, well, I reckon he'll run a mile. And then they all rang me again today and said, do you reckon he'll get it the 1550? I said, I reckon he'll run 2000. So I'm pretty confident he'll run 2000. He just needs to learn to relax a little bit. He can get a little bit hyped up in the run, even today for probably a couple of hundred metres down the back when Ride It Down got beside him. He overdone it a little bit for a couple of hundred metres, but then he's slowly learning to relax. He's just a big baby, Pete. He's 5 year old, but mate, he's got the learning capacity as in racing wise of equivalent to a 2 year old. I mean, he's had 9 starts. Like, yeah, he is still a baby, and this is why I haven't pushed him out in trip yet. I mean, as I said, I'm very confident he'll run 2000, but we've taken our time with him trying to teach him.
What do you do with him now, other than take him out this break?
Look, that's a real tricky question, because it's very hard to win two in a row with a horse and put him in the paddock, but I'm very keen to give him a little let up and try him again with my fingers crossed over summer. Now, I've said he's been a very unsound horse through his life, and that was the idea for racing him in winter time because he'd been unsound, so we thought we'd try him on the soft tracks.
His front legs.
To be honest, we've never got to the bottom of what's wrong with him.
Okay.
I think he lived at Doc Morris's vet clinic for a month.
Right.
And we've never got to the bottom of it. We've treated his knees, his feet, his back, you name it, and we've treated it or nerve blocked it or done something to it, you know. So, like, you know, that was the idea of racing him in wintertime. However, he's always showed me a little bit more than a wintertime horse, so I'd like to tentatively try him in the summer. So, look, at the end of the day, it'll be left up to the owners, because now's a real hard decision. Do we just continue to win races with him, or do we, like, give him a little let up and concentrate, just find a nice race for him over the summer months?
All right,
so that's the big million-dollar question at the moment.
Well done. You've got good owners. They're obviously very patient, and you've been patient as well. And they say that patience pays. Well done, mate.
Mate, full credit to his owners, and I'd like to give him a bit of a mention. They sent Carradale to Tasmania a few years ago now, and he was very successful down here. And since then, they've come to the Tasmanian Yearling Sales and brought G-Force. So full credit, like, you know, probably 75% of this horse live in Melbourne and Sydney. So full credit to them for having, one, the support of me, and two, the support of Tasmanian Racing.